Blog Talk Radio.
Jack Canfield said, "Gratitude is the single most important ingredient to living a successful and fulfilled life." Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 14th day of February 2016. It is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network. My name is Annette Rochelle Aben, and happy Valentine's Day to those that believe in it, and still happy Valentine's Day if you don't, because it is, and I believe in it, so we're sending all kinds of love to you. We've got lots of great love coming our way from award-winning artist David Martinko. He supplies our theme music for the show. We greatly appreciate it. Find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I've got every one of his CDs. I'm Native American. I love Native American music. And his music rocks. It's Native American fusion. Check it out. Lots of great free downloads, as well as the fabulous CDs to purchase. Alrighty then. Jack Canfield, do you know the name? Do you remember? He sort of had a little bit to do with creating the endearing Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Endearing and enduring, because that section of our lives, our soul, that he and Victor Mark Hansen tapped into when they created the very first book so long ago that I don't even remember when. I just know that millions and millions of these books have been sold on almost every topic you could possibly imagine. When they set out to create this book, they had absolutely no idea how successful it would be. However, they did have a thought, they did have a clue, and they did have a dream of having a successful and fulfilled life. Interesting, very interesting. If you've ever watched the movie The Secret, and I suggest you do, simply because I think it's a really cool movie. I saw it about 10 years ago. A friend of mine brought it over because of something I was going through in my life at the time. I was unable to walk. I was learning how to walk again, but at the time I wasn't quite up to speed. I am now. Me and my little walker friend, we get around. But in any case, there was a segment in the film about somebody who had crashed a plane and was told by the doctors he would never, 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 never walk again. And within 8 months, I think it was, he walked out of that hospital. On his own power, on his own 2 feet. It was his perspective. It was what he said in his mind. It was how he focused on what he believed would give him a successful and fulfilled life that actually did what the doctors told him was medically impossible to do. So how does that tie in with Jack Canfield? I got you on this one. Okay. Because it's funny, I don't usually ask a question unless I know the answer to it, so snark, snark. However, not so much snark, snark. Jack Canfield is also in that movie, and he talks about when he wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he was talking about how he was making an average teacher's salary, which by today's standard is so sub-poverty level it's absolutely ridiculous. But he had written this book, and he wasn't really sure how to do it, but he knew that his goal, his vision, was to earn like $100,000 off the sale of this book. And he created a $100,000 bill, and he taped it to the ceiling. I'm pointing and looking up at my ceiling here like you guys can see that. How crazy is that? He taped it to the ceiling in his bedroom, so when he opened his eyes in the morning, it was the first thing he saw. And when he closed his eyes at night, it was the last thing he saw. He focused on it. He let it happen. He knew in his heart of hearts this was going to happen. Didn't know how. But in his perspective, he knew he was responsible for creating his life. The how would show up. The how would teach him. But he had to have the perspective that it was going to be his ownership of that created it. Now, it did happen, and again, no spoiler alerts here. Go watch the film. It's an oldie but a goodie. But I will tell you that he does come out and state at the end of that particular segment, did they make $100,000 that year? No, but they made like $87,000. I mean, it was an incredible amount of money. So he and his wife looked at each other and said, this stuff really works. And they went on to do incredible things. In fact, he talks about how they set their sights on $1 million, and when the publisher wrote the check for $1 million, he put a smiley face in the signature line because he had never written a $1 million royalty check to an author before. Living a successful and fulfilled life here on Perspective Power. This is what we're talking about today. This is what we're focusing on. A lot of people tend to look at their lives conditionally, and they say, well, I'll be happy when this happens, and this happens. However, when I say conditionally, part of that is they're putting their condition on whether or not a certain person or a certain group of people do what they want them to do. That's never going to lead to a fulfilled or successful life. I don't care who you are. Sign that date, Dad, put that in the vault. I promise you, you hear me say that all the time. It's true. Because the minute you make the success or the fulfillment of your life conditional upon the actions or reactions of another person or group of people, or even your cat, your dog, your goldfish, doesn't matter to me, you are destined to not have it. Because we cannot guarantee that that other individual or other energy will be always be able to maintain that same level, that consistent level of connection. We have no control over that. We can't promise enough love. We can't give enough jewelry. We can't be attentive enough to their needs to have it boomerang back to us in order for that to sustain. So the idea is we create the energy inside of ourselves upon which we rely for the success and the fulfillment of our life. And you know what that does? That puts it all on us. But, and however, that's pretty cool. You know why? Because our response to things is the only thing we have control over. I'm not talking about knee-jerk reaction, although down the line, yes, I am in a way. I mean, you can see something happen and go, oh. Now, that is a response, right? And you're thinking, well, gee, Annette, if you come across something that sort of rattles your cage or, you know, catches you off guard at that moment, you might react that way. Yes, this is true. And I have been one of those people on several occasions that has reacted that way to whatever. So I get you on that. I wholeheartedly get it. However, I want you to think about this. If I have something inside of me that has me chilled out, blissed out, owning my love, owning my good feelings, owning my peace of mind, I might not react that way to the situation again. It just all depends on how fulfilled I feel, how successful I am at creating that, and how much I see my life as fulfilling as to whether or not anything outside of me can rattle the peace within me. Interesting, right? So where does gratitude play a role in all of this? Oh, yes, gratitude. I love it. I love me some gratitude. I'm so grateful for gratitude. I'm going to tell you what. I wake up every single morning and I say, I love you. And I say that to everything around me, from tissues I blow my nose on to little carpet fibers I stick my feet on, to the little covers that are all wrapped around me, keeping me warm and snug like a hot dog in a bun all night long. I say that to the view of my window, because when I open my eyes in the morning and I look up, the first thing I see, look up and out, I should say, not straight up, I can see outside the windows. I positioned my bed, and I lay in my bed with my head at the feet of my bed. Why? Because the window is at the head of my bed. And I don't want to be looking at the wall when I wake up. I want to look outside. I want to see the sky. I want to see the sun if it's out there, the birds if they're sitting on the telephone wire. I want to see all that. That to me is the greater sight. I say, I love you, windows. I love you, birdies. I love you to me. I tell every part of my body that comes into my mind at that moment, and I have a little routine of naming them off the body parts that I love them. I tell my life I love it. I tell my bedroom I love it. I tell my house I love it. I really, really do say this. I to me, to say I love you is such a grand form of gratitude. To say thank you, such an awesome form of gratitude. So I either say thank you or I love you, or I say I love you, thank you, thank you, I love you. And I go through this whole focus. I name people, I name kitty cats, I talk to food, everything I can possibly think of that comes through my mind that I've either come into contact with, will come into contact with, hope to come in contact with, and I love it, and I hug it in my mind, and I get that feeling going. That gives me the single most powerful energy that I can possibly start my day with. And then you know what happens the rest of the day? It's a very successful day. I feel fulfilled. I walk around as though everything were happening for me. And it does. Crazy, isn't it? It's a crazy thought. Not so crazy. It's the way we do it. It's how it happens. It's what makes it work. It is. It's absolutely what makes it work. Absolutely. So let's go back 10 years ago when I talked about watching The Secret. I had been having problems since like 1991 with mobility. And actually a little prior to that, we'll go back to 1986. So for the last 30 years, some issues. And in 1991, it became a huge issue for the surgeon that I was working with. He just said, hey, girl. And he gave me a time frame when he saw me in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Now, mind you, in 1991, I wasn't ancient, but I was only 34. And to get a I know, yeah, you can do the math, right? Yeah, that's right. So we'll be celebrating some big birthday numbers coming up in October here. But, okay, back up now, guys, back up. Let's get off how many candles are going to be on that cake and how many fire departments you're going to have to call, right? So we're going back to 1991. And I hear this from this doctor. And I looked at him and I thought, you got to be kidding me. And I took ownership of that. And I have to tell you that for the next X amount of years, until 2006, I walked. I didn't know how painful it was going to get. I had no idea how crazy life was going to get. I had no idea what it was going to be like walking with a cane. And I had absolutely no idea what was going to happen the day I woke up in January 12th of 2006, to be exact, and I couldn't stand. And I was like, what the what? You got to be kidding me. And for several months, even doctors told me, phew, there is nothing we can do for you. You go find yourself a nursing home and rot, girl. And if you don't believe me, that is the God's honest truth, what I was told. Now, I want you to understand something. Those words that could have very well put me at just before I turned 50, right, in a nursing home, just completely lost and buying into the concept that absolutely nothing was going to help me be successful in my endeavors to get back on my feet again, that my fulfillment of my life had pretty much peaked. I was over it. It was done. It's not going to go anywhere. And when I got out of the hospital, I wasn't in there for very long because they literally said, there's nothing we can really do for you. It was true. Listen up. Hang on. I got home. And I started to think about how grateful I was that those doctors told me that. And you're going to think I'm nuts, but I did. I kept calling the chaplain into my room and said, we're going to pray on this. We're going to pray that there is something good to come out of this. I am a minister. I'd been a minister for many, many years at that point in time. And I just needed somebody to come together with me in concentrated prayer. We sent it out. I said, I'm going to pray, chaplain. I need you to pray with me that we're going to, and this show isn't about religion, so please don't. If you're not that in that vein or thought, I'm not trying to convert anybody. This is just what I did. So when I got out of the hospital, I took ownership. My perspective embraced what those doctors said to me. And I thought, well, if you can't help me, thank you very much for stepping out of my way. Thank you very much. I love you for the fact that you stepped aside and that you went to take care of other people that you felt you could help. Because something about what you just gave me was the greatest gift in the world. And that was a Friday night. On Monday, I met people that showed up at my doorstep. I didn't call them. Chaplain could have called them. I have no idea how the visiting nurses found me. The next day, their owner, the owner of the franchise, came in, and the third day came Colleen, my absolutely hot dog, diggity bomb therapist, who worked with me for the next 6 weeks, 18 sessions, and at the end of that 18 sessions, I walked out the front door of my house, down three little stairs with my cane, and I stood on the ground, and I cheered, and my neighbors cheered, we all cheered. What got me there, what got me to that point that I, where I could use my legs again and want to stick it out through the pain, that therapy was not fun, let me tell you what. First time I stood up, and I had a hold of the walker, and I moved forward 1 foot, she goes, okay, now step backward, and I honest to goodness didn't know how to do it. And when I did, it hurt like a screaming needle. Screaming! But all I kept thinking in my head was, I'm so grateful I'm on my feet. I'm so grateful I could put that 1 foot forward. I'm so grateful I could bring that leg back. And when I sat down, I was grateful I didn't have to stand up there for another hot second. And then, of course, there was the day I thought I was Superwoman, and I decided to get up when she wasn't there, and my caregiver was there. She was in another room, you know, talking with somebody. And I started to walk all around the kitchen and do the dishes, and I hear my caregiver scream, Rome wasn't built in a day, you know, get back to bed. And I got chastised for it. But the idea is, the perspective I took, the ownership that I took on what the doctors told me, my condition at that time, which was really unclassifiable because they could see no logical reason why I couldn't do this. So if they can't find a logical reason, they can't treat it, right? But there was no logical reason. It was like I had given my power over for years and years and years of feeling myself just degenerate in what I didn't think I could do. And I kept thinking, well, this will help, and this will help, and that will help. And yes, there was a huge series of events, things that took place from 1991 to 2006. I mean, and that's a long time in history, guys, you know, if you think about it. That's quite a bit of years, quite a few years that went on there. But the point of bringing this up is to share with you a real-life experience and how, by me deciding that I was going to see what could have been a tragedy and have it turned into something amazing and powerful and helpful and uplifting and healing for me. By me owning that, I didn't put any, what do I want to say, I didn't put any stock. I didn't give any power or ownership to what was happening. In fact, I remember looking at the therapist on the third day she walked in. I looked her smack in the face and I said, if this is not going to help me, we're stopping this train right now. You just walk that out the door. Because I'm not going through this if this ain't going to work. And she didn't even breathe. She said, it's going to work, Annette. And I went, all right, great, let's go. Now, I didn't count on what she did to make it work for me. I had to lock my focus on the fact that I saw this could work. And then I had to work it. I had to make it happen. The success of my life now, 10 years later, yes, there is still a walker in my life. And yes, I do use it frequently, especially when I leave the house. Yes, the energy of my life has changed in many, many ways. When I dance, I chair dance. When I dance, I stand and kind of wiggle with the walker. Slow dancing, kind of not exactly in it for me right at this moment in time. However, I have decided that after seeing that I can function for 10 years the way I have been, maybe if I want my life to have more success, maybe if there's something I want to be more successful at where my mobility is concerned, because that's what this whole thing was focused on, was my mobility issues, then maybe if I take that perspective power that got me to that place, when the doctors, when the most respected orthopedic surgeon in the city of Toledo, Ohio, in the county of Lucas, Ohio, told me, there is nothing we can do for Joe. When my perspective shifted and that moved, it was the greatest gift in the world. When my gratitude for somebody being so blatantly honest smacked me in the face, all I could be was grateful. It was like, well, dude, if you're going to hold me back, step aside. leading to a very fulfilled life. I was able to live on my own again. I was able to take care of the things that I can take care of myself. Granted, there are people with better mobility than I have that can't take care of everything in their house, so I don't feel badly about that. What I do believe with all my heart and soul is that experience not only showed me where my power was in my perspective, it gave me the opportunity to help inspire people. It gave me, and when I say by opportunity, not just the people that were around me, my friends, my family, the caregivers, the people from the visiting nurses who were just in tears at the end of all of this. I mean, in tears. So much to the point where when the owner came back on the last day to do the little checkout thingy, and I was actually having a party at my house at the time, was an adult coloring party, and in the other room, I'm a jewelry maker as well, and I had made a bunch of jewelry for a gal that was getting married, and she and her mom and her stepmom were in another room in my house trying on gowns and dresses and looking at the jewelry to see if it matches. And the guy walked in and put me through my little paces, stand up, turn around, you know, stand on 1 foot, all kinds of stuff. And when I said, just send me the bill, you know, I didn't know how the heck I was going to pay it, just send it, he pointed to his cheek and stuck his face at me. And I looked, and my friend that I was coloring with, she says, kiss him. I thought, in a heartbeat, man, he was hot. So I gave him a kiss on the cheek. He was a doll. And he took the bill, and he ripped it up, and he handed it back to me, and he walked out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Suddenly, I saw that this whole process, this was April, by the way, when this all came to be, and everything went to hell in a handcart in January. 4 months. 4 months it took. But it didn't take 4 months to work. It only took that weekend. Because remember I said, I came home from the hospital on a Friday. Visiting nurses showed up on a Monday. I was on my feet on Wednesday, less than a week. And I'm still on my feet. What is that, Elton John tune, I'm Still Standing? Yeah, I love it. Google search that. That's a great tune. I am still standing. Better than I've ever been. And it was because I used the gratitude for what could have been a disaster to move me forward. Amazing, isn't it? Gratitude is the single most important ingredient to living a successful and fulfilled life. It wasn't that I needed to try and figure out how to get that doctor to see my point of view. It wasn't that I needed to convince all these people to behave in a certain way. And in the middle of all this treatment, my friend Tracy showed up with the film The Secret, and we sat there watching it. She knew why she wanted me to see that film. Oddly enough, it wasn't about Jack Canfield. It was about the story that I told about the man who crashed the plane and was told he was just going to be a vegetable. He couldn't breathe on his own. All he could do was blink his eyes. That was it. That's all he could do. But he talks, obviously, afterwards, about how he focused so intently on being able to get out of there. And any little thing that he got, he was grateful for. Any little signal that it was coming along. And he kept his perspective focused on the end result. Mike Dooley talks about that. God love Mike Dooley in the universe. Follow him. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And he talks about the fact that when you act with the end result in mind, you will be led and guided. In other words, the how will show up. All you got to do is know the what. What is the what? What would make your life successful? What would give you that energy of feeling that you've got fulfillment in your life now? What would do that? What is it? Is it become a best-selling author? Is it learn to play the ukulele? This is my bucket list items for this year, right? Become a best-selling author again. Learn to play the ukulele. And actually have to play it for somebody. I think that would be kind of funny, but hey, you show up. That's my 60th birthday party to me. October 25th, this year, 2016, I will be 60 years old, 50. Yeah, not again. 60, and I'm having a ukulele party. Yeah, I know it's a Tuesday, but all right, roll with it, okay? So yes, those are things that I would find help fulfill me in my life. Now, what's going to get me there? How I see it, what I see, and my gratitude for my life in general will help draw to me the things that I'm focusing on with gratitude. I walk around every day and I say, I love playing the ukulele. I love being a best-selling author. I love being on the New York Times bestseller list. I say that all day long. I know the cats think I'm nuts. It's a wacky life being me. But you know what's really funny? Is because I say it, I feel it, I own it, it becomes my perspective on things. You mark my words, what's going to happen before the end of this year. You watch. You watch. I do this show live every Sunday from noon to 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. You make sure you tune in. You do a reality check on me. That would be a great thing to do. You do a reality check on me. You check it out. I'll keep you updated. I will keep you updated. I promise I will. And I ask you to do the same. I invite you to do the same. I don't ask you to do the same. I invite you to do the same. You can find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. Connect with me and let me know. Let me know how gratitude has worked for you to become the single most important ingredient to your successful and fulfilled life. Share. Why not? Why not inspire somebody else out there with how your perspective, the power of your perspective, has gotten you to that end? And then I'm going to tell you something that's really cool, because I kind of already just sort of did tell you, but now I'm going to put it in the, like, I'm going to string the letters together so that the necklace looks prettier. I did just explain how that happens. If you're not sure, go back and listen to the archive. Within 3 minutes of me hitting a stop button, we're going into archive. Go back and listen to the archive again, because I gave you the recipe. I gave you the formula. I gived it to you, free of charge, because I love you. It's Valentine's Day, and I love you anyway, and I would have given it to you anyway if it wasn't Valentine's Day. And you don't got to love me back for that. It's all right. It's all good. I love me enough. It's fine. But because I know it works, because I have been there, I have walked that road, and I continue to walk that road every day. Another one of my goals is to be able, another one of my fabulous, fabulous things I'm grateful for is I am grateful for the fact that I can walk out my front door and walk to and from my van without the walker. I'm grateful for that. Remember, you're going to reality check me on that. Yep. Because you know why? Because I always choose the power of my perspective to get me through any situation, any moment in time. And because I know that it's a choice I can make, it brings me peace, it brings me comfort, it helps fulfill me, it shows me that success is mine in any realm of my life, because I know where that power sits. When you know where the power sits, you've got the world in your hand. So the great American author, motivational speaker, and co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Jack Canfield, said to us, gratitude is the single most important ingredient to living a successful and fulfilled life. It is. And I know that your life is successful, and I know that you're feeling it, and I know that you're owning it. You know why? Because you're smiling right now. You're like, girl, that is like too crazy. No, it's not. It's not only not crazy, it's true. Yep. So this is the Perspective Power Radio Network, and we are live every Sunday, 12 noon to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on this fabulous radio network. And I do encourage you to show some big love to David Martinka, redbellymusic.com, and sunshadows.net. Enjoy his fabulous free downloads. Pick up a couple of those awesome American Indian music. It's fusion, world fusion music. It's great. And happy Valentine's Day to you. Mm-hmm.